So some of the ideas that I have for this vision for the podcast is to expand the awareness to my fellow tech professionals, right? To the strategies of real estate investing. What are these assets? Why is it a good fit for me? What are the results that I can expect? And how can I use different forms of leverage to accelerate the results to reach my goals? Welcome to the Path to Passive podcast, where we talk about building wealth and empowering lifestyle through commercial real estate investing for tech professionals. I always wish that other tech professionals reaching financial freedom had documented their journey along the way, so I'm doing it for the rest of us. Join us as we explore stories, many failures, and lessons learned along the way. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. Hello and welcome to this first episode of Path to Passive podcast. My name is Steven Rita, your host for this podcast. And today I want to quickly introduce myself to you as the host and to welcome you along the journey that we're going to go on here. See, growing up in the Big Island of Hawaii in a town called Pahoa, that's P-A-H-O-A, for anyone who wants to Google it, I didn't really have the opportunity or the role models that could show me the way to do something more than it was being a farmer, working in restaurants, construction, joining the military, or a cushy local government job on the island. See, I wanted more. I just didn't know how to get there or what exactly that was. I love the idea of technology, as we were just starting to get computers in school, and it was just, you know, at home, we were finally on the waiting list for a DSL line. And owning a business or being in business to be someone that makes things happen always appealed to me. I would go to the Borders bookstore. It's, you know, it was two towns over. That's like 30 minutes of driving on the island to read as much tech and business as I possibly could find, right? Doing so, I saw a book that changed many other lives, including mine, which was Rich Dad, Poor Dad. For me, it was really personal. The author, Robert Kiyosaki, happened to be from Hilo, Hawaii. And in case you're not familiar with the story of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, it's about a story of a boy who has two dads. One of his, biological father, who is an educator, a PhD, and the other is his friend's father, who ended up teaching the basics of financial literacy to both Robert and his friend, including personal finance concepts such as assets and liabilities, and that real estate is an asset that can produce cash flow and cover your lifestyle expense. I felt like I found like a whole role model here because, you know, he was in the same place that I was. And if he could do it in my brain, I thought, well, so could I. The problem was I didn't have any money and I was just starting out, right? 15, 16 years old. I didn't know where I was going to get this money to buy this initial real estate that I just learned about. I also didn't know that there were other strategies that existed, like, you know, taking mortgages over, subject to, or wholesaling, where you get an option to buy a house and sell that to someone and make money just by selling that option, just signing a contract and selling that. Can you imagine that? So I went forward and pursued my other interest with this idea along in my head that someday I will get into real estate. All my life, I loved technology, as I was saying, and business then, I thought it was so cool. And when I was younger, I thought that I would have to choose, though, between, you know, a much more technical route or stay on the business side. And I was pretty good at math and logic, so I chose tech. You know, it also helped that I had family. I had three older brothers and, you know, a dad who went to the army and did stuff with tech and ultimately avionics. But anyway, we were a tech family. And so even though I was interested in business, I didn't know anyone, didn't have those examples. Ultimately, it led me to learning about Cisco computer networking. It ended up making sense for me, and I pursued the Cisco Certified Network Associate, or CCNA, at the Hawaii Community College in Hilo. Fast forward a few years, and I will find myself having got a few years of help desk experience at a local school and a little bit of networking experience. I would also have moved to Seattle, Washington, in with my family, you know, my mom, my dad, and one of my brothers, who had to move there because of local airlines going out of business. Let's say that. And so there with no job, just moving in, about $2,000 on available credit on my credit card, and about $1,000 to my name. Still, I knew that technology was the path for me, and it was something I could do well and ultimately make money with, right? So I went to work and got as many certifications as possible, which ultimately helped me get a job at AT&T in Redmond, Washington. That's near the Microsoft campus, just on the other side of the water of Seattle. And while there, I worked every shift I could under the sun, right? It was 24-hour network operations center. I earned a bachelor's degree in information technology and network design management. Took me another couple years, 2.5 years to get that bachelor's degree I was just talking about. And I still remember putting my resume up on a Monster job board with my certifications and degree. And the next morning I woke up from a job agency that had this opportunity at Amazon Web Services. Man, I was excited and finally getting some real traction in the next stages of my life and career. I knew that all while doing this, getting that traction, and I ultimately got the job. But, you know, following suit, as I was grinding there and putting in the work, I, you know, fast forward a little more, I bought this condo in Ballard, Washington, 2015. That was just 1 year later. And so I thought, you know, I can get a good home base to operate from in Washington, and then I can go and finally have the time to go and buy some real estate. So that's what I did. 2016, 2017, I flew around, out of state, and I got my first two investment properties. Still, I thought the only model that I knew was to continue to make income and then go and invest in real estate, right? That's all I knew. So I thought, well, what can I do to earn more money? I need to keep stacking skills, right? And so I took on different positions in Amazon. I got my MBA, took 2 years of dedication as well. And still I found that I just wasn't moving fast enough. At the time, I also wanted to move. And so it wasn't, you know, until moving to Austin, Texas, 2020, just before the pandemic, where I am today. I had graduated with my MBA and I really started to get some hands-on and practical entrepreneurial experience, spending months of time with the Amazon FBA course, filmed by Amazon, you know, that picking products, testing, checking things before demand, that kind of stuff. Going through business accelerator courses, sales courses, joining my first mastermind and dropping more money there than my formal education. And after all that, just reflecting, what did I really want to do? Obviously, it was get more into real estate. And so it was the end of 2020, still during the pandemic, I joined a mastermind for real estate. It was around residential and some commercial, but mostly focused on residential. But it wasn't until the start of 2021 where I made my first multifamily investment. This was a build to rent is what the strategy was. And 2 months later, in June, I made an investment into a medical office building as well. And although I had learned enough at that time to make those two investments and I trusted the people, I didn't have enough information to go really super deep, right, in analysis, but I was hungry to learn more. And that led me to my first apartment investment conference in May of 2021 that I had ever been to. And funny enough, it was the first conference I'd been to real estate ever. I signed up for a Foundations program and started to learn as much as possible on multifamily investing. You know, it's apartment investing, but what's called multifamily investing. And there I really started to dive into content and read as many books and get in the courses as possible. In October 2022, a year later here, I signed up for personal mentoring from the Brad Sumrock Apartment Investing Mastery. That would prepare me to get the training and a lot of coaching and even more network to become a sponsor for my own deals. And during this time, I realized that capital, the money, right, to buy apartment multifamily complexes became the constraint for a lot of deals. So I sought out how to raise capital, attending Raise Master Summit by Hunter Thompson, going to Raise Fest in Louisville, Kentucky in January of 2023. Learning from people blew my mind about raising funds and the strategies of not only those models, but how to integrate technology being used in business as well. I felt like I was finally in the right place and found my people in both of these groups. And so that brings me all the way until now. When I think about the problems that I went through along some of this journey, here's some of the things that I was thinking of. I didn't really know what retirement looks like. I knew from working corporate at the time, and still do have that job, that I had a 401k, but I don't really know what retirement looks like. I didn't know what retirement looks like and what my life was going to look like. Right, I didn't want the traditional work for so long and only have some retirement accounts to show for it. Anyway, the second thing is around work-life balance. For me, I would always think about when I'm looking to solve problems for myself, it's work-life balance, work-life harmony, whatever, right? I would find myself looking to places like the FIRE movement, financial independence, retire early, or, you know, maybe I could take a remote job doing something similar to what I was doing at that time and see if I could go out on my own, right? Or start to calculate how long I could live off of my stocks or income if I just quit now, right? In addition to that, I thought, okay, well, what's the point of making all this money or doing this stuff or working so hard even, you know, if I don't have something that can provide me different intellectual challenges, personal growth and impact, right? So, you know, I've got these skills, but what I really want to work on. And so these were some of the things I was thinking of. So that brings me to this next section, right? And what I really want to talk about, and I'll get to the vision more of this podcast in a second, but while some of these things I mentioned might not wholly be relatable to you, I imagine some of them are. And, you know, I've spent a lot of hours and quite a bit of money, at least relatively for me at the time, and made a lot of mistakes. And so I wanted to put this together and go on this journey to hopefully save you money, energy, and most importantly, time. And so a few things that stood out to me when thinking about this episode, what I wanted to share today. And the first thing was really niching down and focusing and getting good at one thing. And what I really mean is specializing, right? What I mean is the opposite of shiny penny syndrome. You know, there's so many cool strategies and things, especially, you know, in real estate, and there's so many options and so much to learn. It's impossible to get good at everything from the start if you don't niche down. You know, especially when everything around you looks so interesting and you see strategies that it's working for others and you just want to be part of that too. What I've really come to learn is that, you know, there's a million ways to do a million things, but it's the combination of just a few of them together, right? And in alignment, and doing that well is what makes the difference. The second thing is network, right? Inherently, this means marketing and sales skills too. This might be a little cheating since I know there's two subsections there, but I think it's important to chunk up to say sales and some marketing skills instead of networking instead of sales and marketing skills, but understanding how to do it. And what I mean here is the basis of networking and partnerships, which we'll talk more about in future episodes, begins with understanding what skills, attitude, and assets that you have and how you can help others. It's the beginning of marketing, right? Who is the customer? Who can you serve? You know, who can you connect with? And who are you in the network to put your skills in that network? Because knowing people without a purpose may not be that useful. And then finally, here is leverage. And this is a painful one that I've really had to learn, is that just because you can do something, it doesn't mean that you should. And there's different variations of leverage. And what I mean by this in simple terms is exponential outputs based off of the inputs. Exponential outputs based off of the inputs. And here are some of the different forms of leverage. And there will be a lot of opportunity to talk about these in episodes to come. But just to give a preview is people, right? Other people's money, other people's experience, other people's time, education, right? Again, I talk about that other people's experience. Technology, especially things like, you know, software and code. And there's so much technology today. Audience, be another one, or content, right? And so using those different forms of leverage. And one of the best ways to know how to apply these different forms of leverage is know what you do best and who you need to partner with. And we'll expand on these later and talk about how to apply them in upcoming episodes. But I think this leverage is so important because we only have so many hours in a day, in a week, and really have only so much time that we want to spend on doing this stuff because we want to focus on what's important in our life. And so my vision for the podcast, right? One of my favorite books is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And if you've never read it, I highly recommend it. It's a classic, and Hill has been named the maker of millionaires. The reason for this mention is that Hill was offered the opportunity to interview some of the most successful people of his time, such as Henry Ford, Edison, Andrew Carnegie, John D. Rockefeller, and more people, to learn the strategy, habits, and other wisdom for success. This has always inspired me to do similar. And I finally feel like I'm at the right place. And now to, you know, talk about multifamily investing in commercial real estate. So some of the ideas that I have for this vision for the podcast is to expand the awareness to my fellow tech professionals, right? To the strategies of real estate investing. What are these assets? Why is it a good fit for me? What are the results that I can expect? And how can I use different forms of leverage to accelerate the results to reach my goals? I want to cover stories from those who've already taken these steps that on this path that we're going to go on across the various types of commercial real estate to get to know the strategies and tactics, as well as getting to know the people and their stories that helps to make it real, learn from what they did and didn't do so well to take lessons learned and compress that time. All of these to organize some sort of flywheel to help us on that path, right? Third and last, I want to say it's to document the process for us along the way. I feel like I'm only the beginning of this journey, and even though it's been a few years in the making, it's still just the start. I want to come from a place of service. You know, contribution has always been important to me, but I didn't really know where I wanted to do that. I've volunteered before and provided service with my time and some efforts, you know, on a one-on-one basis or one, you know, smaller basis, but I always felt so small. And I just wanted to make a bigger impact, you know, something at a greater scale. Last, I could say selfishly, I want to document this process for me too. I don't remember where I heard this from anymore, but I thought it was the coolest thing at that time. It started with the question about how much better or different would it be to know our parents or grandparents or even those before them if they were able to record parts of their journey too, or leave more information about who they were and what they did to us, or what they did in their life, I mean. And if anyone has done things like ancestry.com or other types of records to learn more about learning about yourself and your lineage and only finding scraps here and there, it kind of sucks. I think leaving more about who you are may not mean a lot to everyone, because let's face it and be real, not everyone's going to care, but it may mean something different to your next generation that comes after you. So anyway, that's what I wanted to cover today. So for today, I would say the action is to take inventory, take a minute or even 10 minutes, write down some things that you would like to have in 10 years, or how about 2 years, 3, 4, 5. What actions are you taking right now, or maybe that you do every day that you are taking to get you closer to those goals? On the flip side, what actions are you taking right now that if you keep doing for the next 5, 10, or 20 years will lead you away from those goals that you want, both toward and away? These compound. So questions like these are foundational for change. I know that they've definitely helped me. All right. So wrapping up, I hope you enjoyed the episode today. And thank you so much for giving me the chance to introduce myself and talk about my vision for the podcast. On the next episode, I'll be covering a few parts of my journey from single family investing to commercial real estate and why specifically I think multifamily investing makes sense for the tech professional, covering problems that I've faced and had to solve, not without losing some sleep, and what drove me to find new investing opportunities and some insights that I've learned along the way. With that, thank you so much for listening. If you have questions that you would love covered about apartment investing, multifamily investing, or commercial investing in general, please reach out. I don't know it all, far from it, but I will do everything that I can to get those answers for you and likely bring someone on who can share about it with authority. You can reach me at Steven, S-T-E-V-E-N, at aritacapital.com. That's Steven at aritacapital.com or on Instagram at The Real Arita. See you next time. Thanks for joining us on another episode of Path to Passive. We love connecting with our listeners and those on the path to architecting their wealth and improving their lives. Feel free to let us know what topics you'd like to see in future episodes. Get in touch with us through email or Instagram. See you next week for a new episode.